We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You can check our picks out, odyssey.com/picks. On this show, two people picked the Colts, +7.5. One person picked the Ravens. Craig Riley picked the Colts. But Craig, this is so weird. Steelers fan on Steelers fan crime. There are Steelers fans that are giving Craig hell for saying that Lamar Jackson can't throw the football.
There are Steelers fans saying this to
yes.
Craig?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Steelers fans are like, I won't put words in your mouth. Go ahead, Craig.
What are they telling you? What are they saying to you?
They're not happy. I don't know why.
Steelers fans.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't think it's like a big deal to rip Lamar Jackson if you're a Steelers fan. I also tend to believe what I say about him.
Does that mean 100% believe
100%.
It?
100%. If I say it, you know I mean it.
So, Craig, what is 37 of 43 for 442 and four touchdowns?
A blip on the radar. We've seen it from him before.
A blip on the radar.
We've seen this from him before.
Craig, in his MVP season, he had 36 passing touchdowns and six picks for the whole freaking year.
Craig, I'm sorry to say this, but technically, I don't think we have seen this from him before. Wasn't it his best?
Was it the most ever?
Was it the most passing yards by him in a game, or was that Dolphins Week 1 game?
That's
a couple
the game
years
I'm going
to
reference right here: 17 for 20, 324 yards, and five touchdowns in that game.
Craig, but he threw the ball 40 plus times in this game. Like, that has usually been a recipe for disaster for him.
Okay, so one time it wasn't a disaster. It's going to take more than one time.
Chris,
for me
do
to
you have the Lamar Jackson page pulled up?
Yeah, I have.
He's
only attempted 40 or more twice in his whole career
this year.
Yeah.
When he's attempted more than 30 pass attempts, what is Baltimore's record? More than 30 passes this year.
I'm getting it right
twice
now.
Twice he has thrown more than 30, once he's thrown 30 on the nuts.
And?
They lost the game where he threw 30. The
Did
other
the Raiders.
Two he won.
Correct.
And the loss was in overtime.
Yes.
So with all their running back injuries and their offensive line in Baltimore down this year,
they've relied
on Lamar Jackson's arm more. And
Correct.
They're 4-1, and he just pulled off the greatest comeback in Ravens history.
And he seems to be obviously trending upward. And guys like, now, those are the stats, Craig. Are you a tape guy, too? You like to have the experienced guys watch the tape and tell you what's happening, right?
That's worth a little bit to me, I guess.
Brian Baldinger, I sent you this tweet. I said, look away. Brian Baldinger just singing his praises. Former offensive lineman, smartest guys on the field are O-linemen, right? O-linemen and quarterbacks saying, this is the mark of a man, these plays I'm cutting up, a man who knows exactly what he's looking at and how to attack it. Make fun of the throwing motion all you want, but this is a man in control and dictating turns.
Yeah, but Chris, I still don't think even you completely trust it.
I mean,
you can't completely trust it.
I mean, I think that the proof's going to be in the pudding, but he's shown he's capable of it.
Well, isn't that what Craig is essentially saying?
No, Craig thinks he sucks.
Every once in a while, he's shown this.
Craig's
not consistent.
Craig's calling it a blip on the radar.
He has not shown 37 of 43 for 440.
But he's shown he can throw for a bunch of yards and throw for a bunch of touchdowns, because that Miami game we referenced, he didn't run the ball in that game either. He just threw the ball in that game. He only rushed it three times.
I think the difference in this particular case with that Miami game and this one, one, in that Miami game, they basically had the perfect script, and Miami was just atrocious. That was the same Miami team that called the, hey, let the Steelers score a touchdown before the end of the half play with Mason Rudolph, same Miami Dolphins, mm-hmm. Okay? That was also a game where they got to play from ahead, they dictated terms, etc. He's trailing in this game. What has been the biggest knock on Lamar Jackson? If you get him and the Ravens down, not just by two scores, but even by one.
That's how they get bounced from the
they
playoffs.
They become a vastly different team. He's down 16 points in the fourth quarter. They know he has to throw the ball, and he still threw it the way he did. Well, that is what is special.
They were down double digits in the Titans playoff game they won, weren't they?
I think early on they were down 10-0, I want to say.
See,
off the top of my head.
He is unorthodox, but he is starting to debunk a lot of the narratives about him. You're right. It used to be if they trail by double digits or they trail at the half, the Ravens lose with Lamar Jackson.
They're dead.
Now they're coming back against Kansas City. They're coming back against Indy last night. They're one-dimensional, and it's not run, run, run. It's pass, pass, pass.
They came back 10-0 down to the Titans last year, yeah, and scored 20 of the next 23 points.
To be fair, I still will maintain that Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the AFC North. I would rather have Joe Burrow than Lamar Jackson. I'm still not sure that Lamar Jackson is built for the long haul. However, I am surprised at how well he has played when forced to throw the ball because of the circumstances in Baltimore. They don't have a running back, and they got friggin' Al Villanueva on their offensive line who couldn't run block you.
Would you have said that before this week, though?
What's that?
That you were impressed with how he's thrown. He had four touchdowns and three interceptions.
His stats
one game.
He had two games that I would say, you know, passer rating's not perfect anymore because, like, the average rating keeps going up for the league, so it's harder to judge. Two games in the mid-90s, which is still better than average. Two below-average games, and this was a spectacular game. But I do think that there's something to the idea that he is much more advanced in terms of the concepts he is trying to employ versus, like, one read, first read, take off. You know what was the best thing about Baldinger's breakdown that I did respect a lot? They knew he was going to throw, yes, but he says, in the past, he was highlighting a particular play. Here's a play where Lamar Jackson would have taken off running because the first read wasn't there, and there was a lane to step up and go. Instead, he shuffles the feet, does all those textbook quarterback things, and zings one in there where there is clearly a short but obvious window to throw the football.
The thing about
that's development, Craig.
And the other thing about him that I will give Lamar Jackson credit for is he probably has the worst set of weapons in the division.
He's got a tight end who I think is very good but would not be as good without him there in that scheme and Andrews. And Hollywood Brown has been one of the biggest roller coaster players.
They've got the worst
ever.
Set of receivers in the division.
And what string running back are they on? Like eighth? Literally, how many guys did they expect to
have? Latavius Murray, who got cut by New Orleans.
Le'Veon Bell.
Tyson Williams. Bell. What's his face?
J.K. Dobbins. J.K. Dobbins is hurt for the year.
Freeman from the Falcons.
Gus Edwards, done for the year.
Yep.
Justice Hill, done for the year. They are literally employing their seventh string running back. A line that basically doesn't exist.
But I will admit that I am, like Craig, very skeptical that they play this way. Like, they won.
Why are you skeptical?
Because their whole identity is wrapped up in being able to run the ball.
And that's now, assuming, though, that they will never like, I think the assumption with him is that because they are so explosive running the ball, they'll never evolve.
I just think over the last three games, the Ravens have been more lucky than good.
They were lucky last night. A blocked field goal and one that misses, too.
Because the kicker for Indy is hurt. Blankenship. I think they had their punter out there to attempt the field goal at one point, but the play got whistled dead because of an offsides. Like, I give them credit because they've dealt with adversity to be in first place in a pretty competitive division. But I don't think it's sustainable. I would not pick Baltimore right now to win the division. Because
who
I don't think
pick?
They can keep... I would take Cleveland.
Hold on.
Because they've got the most complete team.
You have, rightfully, I might add, because I've been all over this for months, even though people, oh, you're Mr. Cleveland. I've been
the guy
saying this the longest. They just did, their coach just admitted that he called plays tight late in that Chargers game because he was worried something bad would happen.
And Harbaugh says, you want to go for it, Lamar? Let's do it.
Which is tantamount. It's tantamount in the case of Kevin Stefanski to saying, I don't trust my quarterback to make plays, which he might be right in feeling.
The Ravens the last 3 weeks remind me of the Steelers from a year ago. When you were ring-a-ding-ding, sounding alarm bells, hey, they might be 11-0, but look at how they got here. Look at how the Ravens have gotten to 4-1, a 66-yard field goal, got to play a backup quarterback for an entire half in Denver, and needed the Colts to drop into a prevent defense, have special teams blunders, and hell yeah, Lamar Jackson made plays. But that, like, they're
if
not...
If you could graft Lamar Jackson's actual swagger and self-belief that he is going to win games onto Baker Mayfield's skill set, you would have a lethal force on that team.
No, I think
Jackson has
Baker,
real belief.
I think if you gave Baker Mayfield Lamar Jackson's wheels and he was able to run like him,
Baker's missing throws left and right. He's
Baker
a tough
stinks.
SOB.
He stinks.
He's about to be a division champion to hear you tell it.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes very below average quarterbacks get lifted up by
true, the 2020 Steelers. You're right. Look at the look
Craig
got.
Craig, this started with you, so I can't mute you from this conversation.
I wish.
This is about fans getting on your case for still thinking Lamar Jackson is a running back playing the quarterback
again,
position.
Four touchdowns to three interceptions in the first four games. If he throws for 400 yards and completes 86% of his passes and four touchdowns every game the rest of the year, then yeah, I'll say he's a good quarterback. But I got to see a lot more than what one game when we've seen one good game from him in the past at times.
Hold on. I feel like I just had like an acid flashback or something. If he completes over 85% of his passes for 400 yards a game and four touchdowns, you will say he is a good?
Yeah, he's good. What am I supposed to say? He's great. He's the best ever of all time. Put him in the Hall of Fame now. Give him his jacket. I'll say he's good. He's good.
Craig, at that point, he'll have thrown for like 6,000 yards and 50-some touchdowns. Are you smoking something?
Yeah,
what
I'm just
is
not
wrong
anticipating
with you?
It'll happen, so I'm not going to waste a whole lot of time about is
listen
he good, is he great?
Joe texts in, I hope the Ravens see this and make Lamar the highest paid quarterback in the league on the next contract. Steelers fans wanting to sign up.
I thought they were mad at Craig for this.
Sign me up. Well, this is a guy that evidently agrees with him.
It's my burner.
Sign me up for more Lamar Jackson.
It's the same thought behind Baker. Go ahead, pay him. Bad move.
But do you think those two guys deserve to be lumped in? One guy's a former MVP who's made the playoffs every year of his career. The other guy's
if
Baker
you had a
Mayfield.
If you had a playoff game to win independent of a roster around that guy,
Lamar
who
Jackson,
have?
And it's not even close.
Okay.
Because Lamar Jackson is able to do with the run game.
But you don't know if you've got the rest of the roster what it looks like.
Yeah, I'd still rather have Lamar Jackson.
So would I.
Because I think Baker Mayfield's a liability at this point.
Well, he's panicky under pressure. And the good thing for him is
you'd rather have Baker, Craig?
No, I think Baker stinks.
So what have we exactly accomplished here?
Just that if so Lamar Jackson has a phenomenal season, I'll admit he's good, but I don't think
how
it's going
to
happen.
How much longer does he have to put up stats like this? Say
a
this
full
continues.
Year. A full year of good, actual
here's
quarterback
here's another
play.
Guy that agrees with Craig. Brandon texts in, it took the Colts being down to their fourth and fifth string corners for Lamar Jackson to get anything going late in
here,
the game.
Here. Look at the competition. Wait till teams start to game plan for him throwing, and he'll start throwing pick sixes to guys like Bob Spillane again.
Oh, come on.
DB writes in, they were mostly checkdowns. The receivers and tight ends did all the work.
I'd like to see the yak in that game.
I don't even, like, know what exactly to say to that other than, like, there have been numerous looks about how on first down when he drops back to throw, they're great. His depth of target, deeper and deeper. One of the deepest depths of target in the NFL.
Do you think that Lamar's a better passer of the football than Ben right now?
Yeah, passer. Actually, I do. Because I think he has the arm talent,
Craig,
to make more throws off platform, too.
Yeah, but I don't have a high opinion of Ben anymore and what his arm can do.
But he just had 253
manager.
And two tutters, Craig.
How would you label him? Good? Great. What would you say?
No. Below average to average.
Yeah, and I'm not saying Lamar Jackson is below average. I'm just not like everybody else saying this guy's revolutionizing the game of football.
Well, no, I disagree. I think you are saying he's a below average passing quarterback.
Below average passer.
Yes. More athlete than quarterback.
Correct.
God, man.
Well, let's check in next week when he throws one touchdown and two picks and see.
I mean, Chris,
if we're still crowning you will
at least admit that at the quarterback position for this Sunday's game, the Chargers have the better player. Will you admit that?
The better passer.
The better player.
I can't admit that yet.
Really?
I love Justin Herbert. He hasn't won an MVP.
Obviously, you don't. Ah, so what? Matt Ryan won an won an MVP. You want him over Herbert too while you're at it?
He's also like 37 years old.
He won an MVP just a few years ago.
So do MVPs mean anything?
I mean, Cam Newton won an MVP. Let's sign him and get him vaccinated and get him under center.
How many
here in
years
Pittsburgh.
Away? How many years removed are we from that? Jackson won one.
2015.
Jackson won one 2 years ago.
Yep.
I know you love Justin Herbert, and I think he's going to be great.
You I don't said know about that. I'm starting to question that now. Maybe we should get rid of him in our fantasy league.
You
Maybe
said
we
he's
should
got
trade
a
him to
Super
Zeiss's
Bowl
team.
And an MVP in his future, and you're dogging him over a guy that already has one of those two things.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.